leave your doll on the deck, she'll vomit too. Lean back and stay a while, now the neck is monitor.
Brad Crandall here. A bit later, Mel Allen reporting all of today's action in sports with a preview of the week to come. A few minutes away, a national safety expert reviews the latest efforts to reduce death and injury on the highways. And by the way, if you're returning home from a holiday weekend trip right now, don't rush and don't take unnecessary chances. Just relax and enjoy the voices of Steve and Edie.
The two of us, there'll always be for you and me. The two of us. We'll always be together like the cat and the cream. For we're in a dream of our own. We'll go it alone. There's just the two of us. And we'll be always traveling on. The two of us. Our love will always stay between the two of us. It doesn't matter if the skies are cloudy and gray. We're happy away from the storm. We're cozy and warm. It's just the two of us. And we'll be always traveling on.
And late in the evening when the day is done,
I'll turn out the lights when all our friends have gone.
We'll wait for the moment when we're on our own.
Well, that's the way it's got to be, together alone.
Ooh, the two of us. We both agree it's gonna be the two of us. When people talk, they smile and say they know it won't last. We're holding on fast to a dream. We don't know what they mean. There's still the two of us. And we will still be traveling on.
And late in the evening when my work is through,
just hurry on home, can't wait to be with you.
And finally when we're really on our own,
that's the way it's got to be, together alone.
The two of us, we both agree it's got to be. The two of us. When people talk, they smile and say they know it won't last. We're holding on fast to our dream. We don't know what they mean. There's still the two of us, and we will still be traveling on. We'll say it again. There's just the two of us, and we'll be always traveling on.
One more time.
Just the two of us, and we'll be always traveling on. Oh, yeah!
They stop each to the other's code. Pepsi pours it on.
Pours it on.
Pepsi pours it on.
Pours it on.
Pepsi-Cola puts back your energy and stops your thirst cold. That's the way to drink Pepsi. Cold. Put it to the taste.
Taste that beats the others cold. Pepsi pours it on. Taste that beats the others cold.
The annual slaughter on our nation's highways continues to rise, despite the best efforts of law enforcement officials, scientists, and safety experts. This long holiday weekend is adding to the death and injury totals, but the battle continues for wider reforms, increased mandatory safety accessories in cars, and the use of new and dramatic rescue and treatment techniques. Dr. William Haddon, Jr., director of the National Highway Safety Bureau, reviews the progress in these areas as he talks with Monitor reporter Bill Lindsay, NBC News, Chicago.
Dr. Haddon, we have something like 1,000 people killed each week on the highways. We have something like 10,000 a day injured. And yet, though this toll is about twice that of the Vietnam War, it hasn't generated any great public outcry for an immediate crash program to solve this situation. Why?
This is an area, an aspect of human experience in which people still take an essentially primitive, medieval point of view. These things just happen. They don't have causes, people think, and they don't think there's anything that can be done about them. And, of course, we know this is completely false.
You're saying with the right kind of a program, we could dramatically reduce these figures?
Yes. For example, among a very large number, almost 10,000 Swedes who were studied, Swedes in major crashes, a good deal of damage, but who were wearing both upper torso and lap restraints, no one was killed under 60 miles an hour. Whereas among another large group of Swedes in crashes of the same types, also scientifically studied, but not wearing such belts, the deaths went down to 12 and 18 miles an hour. We have immediately available the means for preventing a good deal of this. People are just beginning to understand this.
Now, one of your concepts is that of packaging people for shipment. And I believe you mentioned that we pay less attention to how we package people for shipment than we do for many of our products. What are some of the other things in addition to seat belts that should be considered?
Well, one of the things that is making a very substantial difference is, of course, the energy-absorbing steering wheels. We're getting reports of drivers crashing at 50, 60 miles an hour and walking away from the crashes because these things now are designed not to be spears aimed at the chest, as we've had for 60 years, but rather fire nets. They cushion the impact. The new windshields are working very well from the same standpoint for the same reason. They're designed to give and to cushion rather than to lacerate or produce unfortunate results, has been the case for a good many years.
Are you anticipating further major changes in car designs as a result of new federal regulations?
There are a number of changes already on the roads as of the last few months.
Yes.
There will be additional changes as it becomes possible to do things that need to be done. One of these, of course, is to beef up the sides of cars so that when you happen to get hit in an intersection by somebody running a stop sign or a red light or whatever it might be, or because you made a mistake, you don't have to pay the price of being quadriplegic for life or being killed. With most present cars, if you get hit in a intersection crash at moderate speed, the impacting car rides halfway into the passenger compartment, crushing anyone in between. This is absolutely unnecessary, or will be as soon as the engineering can be worked out.
There are some 10,000 to 20,000 people a year who die because of injuries received in accidents who might have been saved if there had been adequate or even any care available. Is this one of the areas that needs immediate attention?
Yes. And for this reason, the Secretary of Transportation, Alan S. Boyd, last June issued, among other standards for state highway safety programs, requirements with respect to emergency services. For example, telling the states to begin setting standards for the training of ambulance attendants and for emergency communications and transportation, things of this sort. This had simply not been done previously anywhere at all well. Still needs to be accomplished in almost all of the country. We would like to see the whole helicopter-based technology brought to bear on this field, at least for rural areas. We think this will save money and it will provide better care. And for this reason, we are already experimenting with this, and in Philadelphia, we're supporting an experimental project which is actually picking up people and getting them to out of crashes and into hospitals in several recent cases within 4 or 5 minutes.
This has been working out well?
This is beginning to work very well indeed.
Dr. Haddon, thank you very much. We've been talking with Dr. William Haddon, Jr., the director of the National Highway Safety Bureau and the Federal Highway Administration in the Department of Transportation. This is Bill Lindsay, NBC News Chicago, for Monitor.
Latest figures from the Associated Press and the National Safety Council show a total of 535 traffic deaths across the country so far during this long holiday weekend. May we again remind you to drive with extreme care. Don't speed, and if you get tired, pull over and rest a while before continuing your trip home.
Ed McMahon, with the guy with the longest hair in the world. Must take a lot to wash it.
Too much, man.
Heard about Brett Concentrate Shampoo? Just a squeeze from the tube lathers like crazy. My daughters like Brett Concentrate because it has Sartron.
Sartron? But didn't he play drums with...
No, him? Sartron's a conditioner to keep your hair soft and shining. It's gentle.
Gentle, man. That's where it's at. Love.
Breck concentrates for anyone who loves clean hair.
Stay right here on NBC.
For more of the best music sound across the nation and Mel Allen with a complete sports roundup, you just stay here on the Monitor Beacon. Monitor, continuing at 19 minutes after the hour. Good time to check your speedometer to make sure you haven't crept over the speed limit.
Buy a new Oldsmobile. Drive it a while, and you discover you got even more value than you thought. Take performance. The new generation of rocket engines reach peak efficiency at much lower engine speeds. Result, more power in normal driving range, more economy, smoother ride. So buy now. It's Young Mobile Saving Season at your Oldsmobile dealers.
Give old, young, with a world, and young it up for real with the Young Mobile.
Young Mobile.
1 week from tonight, be sure to hear The Cop and the Ghetto. It's another in a special series of Second Sunday programs produced by NBC News. The Cop and the Ghetto will explore police attitudes in cities where riots have occurred and will sample opinions, comments, and suggestions on big city law and order from both police officials and the ghetto citizen. Next Sunday night, The Cop and the Ghetto, another Second Sunday special program on NBC Radio. Take the team of Simon and Garfunkel, add clever lyrics, a bright melody, and you've got their big hit of the moment, Mrs. Robinson.
Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
We'd like to know a little bit about you for our fathers. We'd like to help you learn to help yourself. Look around you, all you see are sympathetic eyes. Stroll around the grounds until you feel at home. And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, 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 hey. Sitting on a sofa on a Sunday afternoon, going to a candidate's debate. Laugh about it, shout about it, when you've got to choose. Every way you look at it, you lose. Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? Our nation turns its lonely eyes to you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. What's that you say, Mrs. Robinson? Joe to Joe has left and gone away.
Pounding down the highway at the legal limit. At first it's fun, then it's routine. Finally, it's monotonous. And that's when the driving drowsies strike. Don't take extra chances. Pull over and fight back with No-Doze. No-Doze has the strongest stimulant you can buy without a prescription. And it's not habit-forming. No-Doze. No car should be without it.
At the Monitor Sports Desk now, with Today in Sports Plus, a look at the week ahead, Mel Allen.
Thank you very much, Brad. Hello there, everybody. A second-year professional named Bob Lund is the talk of the golf world tonight. He won his second straight tournament. The 23-year-old Californian added the Atlantic Classic title to the Memphis Open crown he took last week, joining George Knudsen as the only back-to-back winners on the PGA Tour this season. Lund fired a closing 69 for an 8-under par 280, and a three-stroke victory over Lee Trevino, who also finished with a 69. The win gave Lund a $23,000 payday, $43,000 in earnings in 2 weeks, and a total of $58,000 for the year. He's currently sixth on this year's money list, and already has won 30 times more than he did in 1967. Tied for third at 285, Paul Bonnison, Frank Boynton, Rocky Thompson, and Lou Graham. Now on the Monitor Baseball scoreboard in the American League, Baltimore nosed out Boston 4-3 in a game called at the end of 5.5 innings because of rain. Tom Phoebus, the winning pitcher, Lee Stang, the loser. Carly Stremsky hit a home run. The Yanks and Tigers split a doubleheader. New York won the first game 4-3. Joe Verbanek, the winning pitcher, John Warden, the loser, ending a Tigers 5-game win streak. Bobby Cox and Joe Pepitone homered for New York. Detroit won the second game 8-1 as John Hiller bested Steve Barber. Mickey Stanley hit a grand slammer for the Tigers. The Indians and Senators split a doubleheader. Cleveland won the opener 10-5. Steve Hargan, the winning pitcher, Frank Bertaina, the loser. Chico Simone homered for Cleveland and Ron Hansen for the Senators. The Senators turned around, won the second game 11-3. Jim Hannon, the winning pitcher, Sonny Siebert, the loser. Bill Bryan homered for Washington and Lee May for Cleveland. The White Sox won a doubleheader from the Twins. 3-2, Jack Fisher beat Jim Perry. And 4-3, Wilbur Wood besting Ron Peronoski. Tim Cullen hit a home run for the White Sox, and for the Twins, Harmon Killebrew and Tony Oliva. Oliva hit 2. Oakland 5, California 2, Jim Nash the winning pitcher, Jim McLaughlin the loser. Reggie Jackson homered for the A's, Don Mincher for the Angels. In the National League, the Cardinals won a doubleheader from the Mets. 6-3 in the opener, Bob Gibson besting Al Jackson. Homers, Dick Simpson for the Cards, Ed Charles for the Mets. And 3-2 was the score of the second game. Dick Hughes the winning pitcher and Don Cardwell the loser. Ken Boswell homered for the Mets. And the Cardinals, as a result, now hold undisputed possession of first place as the Pirates and the Braves split a doubleheader, Pittsburgh winning the first game 8-4. Ron Klein, the winning pitcher, Tony Kleininger, the loser. Willie Stargell homered for the Pirates. Atlanta won the second game 10-5. Pat Jarvis, the winning pitcher, Bob Moose, the loser. Willie Stargell again homered for Pittsburgh, and so did Roberto Clemente. Cincinnati defeated Philadelphia 5-3. Jim Maloney, the winning pitcher, Rick Wise, the loser. Chicago nosed out Houston in 12 innings, 3-2. Chuck Hartenstein, the winning pitcher, Jim Ray, the loser. Ron Santo homered for the Cubs. And San Francisco took the measure of Los Angeles 5-1. Juan Marichal won his 9th game, the first pitch in the majors to win that many. Don Sutton, the losing pitcher. Wes Parker hit a home run for the Dodgers. In the North American Soccer League, Kansas City beat Vancouver 2-1. St. Louis did the same to Oakland. And San Diego blanked Cleveland 2-0. Looking ahead tomorrow, the British Amateur Golf Championship at Troon, Scotland. Sectional qualifying for the U.S. Open. The Eastern Intercollegiate Lawn Tennis Championships at Hamilton, New York. And the Houston Astros accept mail orders for All-Star Game tickets. Wednesday, the NCAA Small College Baseball Championships take place at Springfield, Missouri. Thursday, Major League Baseball Summer Draft takes place in New York. Friday, the United States plays Ecuador in the American Interzone Davis Cup Finals at Charlotte, North Carolina. And two track meets, the United States Track and Field Federation Championship in Houston and the Compton Coliseum Relays in Los Angeles. Saturday, the Mother Goose, second leg of the full Philly Triple Crown at Belmont. And Sunday, the Bahamas 500 Ocean Powerboat Race. And the Belgian Grand Prix Auto Race at Spa. That's what is and will be in sports, Brad. Mel Allen here, friends, reminding you that for more features and news from the world of sports, stay tuned to Monitor.
Thank you, Mel.
Taste that beats the others cold. Pepsi pours it on.
Roger Williams anticipating the season a bit with Summer Samba, Monitors, spanning the nation on NBC Radio. In and around Hanover, New Hampshire, we're heard on WTSL. Monitor continues shortly with the award-winning NBC News program, The World and Washington, an in-depth look at the United States' role in world affairs. This is Brad Crandall.
This is Russ Ward inviting you to join me tomorrow morning for the World News Roundup with direct reports from home and abroad here on NBC Radio.